listening to a Your Prof Talk. For more talks, go to www.yourprof.com.
John Steinbeck's 1939 novel, The Grapes of Wrath, is one of the best-known works in North American literature, and indeed in the English language. It traces the flight of the fictitious Joad family from a drought-stricken farm in Oklahoma to the migrant labor camps and scenes of worker unrest in Southern California during the heart of the Great Depression. In doing so, Steinbeck created the enduring popular image of what has become known as the Dust Bowl Migration. In the summer of 2004, I retraced the path of the Joad family, starting from a tall grass prairie near Salisaw, Oklahoma, and followed Route 66 across the Great Southwest and through the mountains to end at the Arvin Federal Migrant Worker Camp in California's San Joaquin Valley. My doing so was part of a broader study of the impacts of the great droughts of the 1930s on migration patterns in the southern Great Plains. During that decade, hundreds of thousands fled to California from their homes in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Colorado, and New Mexico, displaced by the combination of drought and economic depression that rendered their lands and labors practically valueless. Many others lacked the means to travel to California, and instead congregated in squatter camps and shacks built from scavenged materials. These camps could be found on the margins of garbage dumps, along railroad tracks, in drainage ditches, and deep in the backwoods. Who were these people that were displaced from their homes, and what distinguished them from those who were not displaced? What was it that enabled some people to migrate to California?